The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with SuperValue Travel Insurance. Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance online at supervalue.ie.
Sitting in front of me, where's the music? For God's sake. Marty Morrissey, are you all right?
I'm very well, Dave. Good morning.
Good morning to you too. 150,000, 160,000, I'd say, maybe from tomorrow and Sunday as well. Heading to Croke Park for two very different things. Dublin and Mayo replay, of course, and the Kilkenny and Galway final with the other sport, that is. Hundreds of thousands, of course, will be stuck fast to the television radio sets across the country as well. Where will you be, Marty?
I will be in Croke Park.
Really, will you?
Hopefully, believe it or not.
Surprise,
there's a surprise.
Listen, will I ask for a draw? I mean, like, how many times have been a draw down through the years? How many times have there been a draw in the final in the last few years?
Yeah, well, it's remarkable. Well, I'll talk hurling first. Between 1959 and 2012, there were no draws whatsoever. But in 2012, we had a draw between, indeed, Sunday's opponents, Kilkenny and Galway. 2013, we had another draw between Cork and Clare. And last year, of course, we had the famous draw between Kilkenny and Tipperary with the Hawkeye, with John Bubbles O'Dwyer's shot being judged by Hawkeye as being wide. So we're going for four in a row, Dave, Kilkenny and Galway.
It's pretty bizarre, isn't it? I mean, it's
like, remarkable.
Yeah,
it's absolutely remarkable.
If it was a lotto, you'd never get those numbers.
And you know, the funny thing is as well, of course, last year there was a draw in the All-Ireland football semi-final between Kerry and Mayo, which went famously down to Limerick for the replay. But it was the first of the football semi-finals, which gave space and time. But with Dublin and Mayo being the second All-Ireland semi-final, there was no time or space, so it had to go tomorrow. So
who's going to win on Sunday? It'll be Kilkenny, but you want to be Galway. I bet you're going to say something like that to be nice to everybody.
Well, I'm a huge admirer of Kilkenny hurling. Their achievements over the last number of years is just fantastic. But I suppose most neutral observers would be favouring Galway. I mean, 27 years is a long time, and the people of Galway love their hurling.
Yeah.
And this it would be...
It's only fair.
Yeah, well, yeah. Fairness sometimes doesn't come into sport, I'm afraid, Dave.
Are you listening, Kilkenny? It's only fair. Lose. Okay, oh, whatever. Listen, the replay tomorrow then. What do you think?
The replay tomorrow is going to be an interesting and
Dublin blow.
Dear McConnelly's absence, if that's the way it happens. I presume he's going to the DRA later on tonight. His unavailability is a blow because he is a wonderful footballer, genuine top-notch footballer, and it would be a huge blow to Dublin. But you would sense, Dave, that the last 10 minutes, I mean, it was 8 minutes, seven points down, 8 minutes to go, and Mayo came back to draw and could have won. And Andy Moran's arrival, and although he missed one or two at the beginning, but by God, he came good in the end. I mean, these guys are great characters, great, strong men of characters.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting. You'd sense that Mayo just might have the momentum.
All right, but hold on a second. This is turning into one of these sports programs that people waffle on panels all night, blinking long. I want to talk about you. You grew up in America.
I did, yes, I did.
Were you born there?
No, I was born in Mallow in North Cork. My mother is from that neck of the woods. But no, I was brought up in New York. My primary education, bar a couple of months when my grandmother died, was in St. Anne's in Bainbridge Avenue in the Bronx. So, but I very quickly lost my American accent. When you're growing up in West Clare and going to St. Flannan's College in Ennis, they knock it out of you and say, come on.
You don't sound like New York, all right.
No,
you were there for
no.
about,
like, 11 years.
11 years,
yeah,
really?
Yeah. Almost 11.
Did you play sport?
Yeah, oh yeah, you had to. I mean, we had a very small basketball court, but we played basketball and played baseball. I never actually got into the whole baseball thing. Basketball, yeah. Yes, I love baseball, I love volleyball. But to me, I suppose that Irish culture being brought to Gaelic Park every Sunday to the games, where I got my passion and love for the games, and where the Irish always congregate every Sunday, or Saturdays and Sundays, but particularly Sundays, where there was a sharing of employment opportunities as well as admiring and the passion and the involvement of the games. So I always had that Irish culture, obviously.
And employment, when you talk about that. You were a teacher before you got into this place.
I was, believe it or not, yes, in St. Joseph's Spanish Point, and I loved every second of it.
I don't care if you loved it. Were you any good?
I don't know. I'd like to think I was, but
any
I'm not too sure.
Getting on here? We can't get through with this. There are 5,000 texts here for make Bob Geldof president. The crossbar challenge. A lot of people have probably seen that video of you. Was that your first thing and you hit it? I mean, is that the way it was?
Like, I would listen.
You were cheating.
This needs to be clarified. Every time I hit the slither and the hurley and I aim for the crossbar, I hit it. You're joking me. No, I've tried it several times.
You mean you did it once?
I can honestly swear that when we were down to Passage East, and I'd like to thank the people of Passage East and County Waterford, it was a most wonderful evening. But it was one ball, one shot, and lo and behold, an absolute fluke now, Dave, didn't I hit the crossbar? Absolutely.
Listen to the modesty of it. He was practicing for years beforehand. Okay, by the way, we're talking about just the fact that, you know, the crossbar challenge is having to hit the crossbar basically with the ball.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, there were three all-stars there and they all missed, which I thought
was which is fantastic.
And Paul Flynn, so I love slagging them off.
Like the Irish personalities that do be after being on all these programmes on the television of Mario Rosenstock and Oliver Callan and that, you're up there at the very top with Miriam. Are you cool with that, are you?
I'm very cool with Miriam. Mad about Miriam. I meet Miriam most days of my
working. That's not the question
life.
I asked. What I asked was, are you okay being up there in the number one, two, and three of the slagging programmes?
Yeah, I think that whole imitation or mimicry,
it's
and
fantastic,
if you're included,
the way
it is
just
a great
amazing,
compliment.
Those two, yeah.
Oh, Mario and Oliver are just fantastic.
Yeah.
And look, when you're included in that list of whatever is the right word, it's a compliment, and I take it as a compliment. And they've always treated me kindly, which I do appreciate. So it's just good fun.
Right, yeah. Okay, good fun, Ploughing Championships. What's this TV show, The Ploughing Championships?
Oh, I'm so delighted because I've been asked, myself and Áine Lawler are going to be presenting for the very first time on RTE the Ploughing Championships, coming live 3 days on Tuesday, September 22nd from 7 o'clock to 7:30.
Has this never been on before?
No, well, not live,
oh,
I believe.
Yeah, okay.
And same on Wednesday, same on Thursday, 7 o'clock, RTE1 from 7 to 7:30.
That's 22nd of September, 23rd and
24th. 24th, yes. Áine Lawler and myself are going to be down there for 3 days. We're coming live in the evening time, but we'll be also going around filming different events. And on that score, actually, we're looking for a family. If you and your family have been to the Ploughing Championships every year, do you know where the hotspots are? We are looking for a farming family, perhaps with young children, who can help visitors prepare for the ploughing and report on all the attractions that make it such a family day out. In other words, we're going to film a family going around looking at the Ploughing Championships and guiding people to where they should go the next day or whatever. It'll be a great opportunity for a family. We're looking for you. So you might contact us at theploughinglive@gmail.com. That's theploughinglive@gmail.com. Or call us on 01864 1444. That's Dublin number 01864 1444 for more details.
Good enough. Now, Martin,
I did well in that.
You did pretty well, all right. Yeah, you filled the time well. Now, I want to get to something else here because you were modest enough about hitting the crossbar. You've got the modesty out of the way, so
yes.
I will not let you have modesty with the next answer, okay?
Right, okay.
You're seen as somewhat of a ladies' man. what do you say to people who describe you as an Irish sex symbol? If you give me that modesty stuff, we're going back to Geldof. So come on.
I'd rather be listening to Bob anyway. Not at all. Totally.
Not at all. Oh, God, he's into modest mode already. Look, not at all.
Not at all. It's all a bit of fun. But I do enjoy the banter and I do enjoy the crack. And I mean, ladies' man, not at all. Don't believe those rumours.
God, you sound like a politician now as well. Listen, by the way, can I just tell you the way he's dressed here? We don't have cameras like they do in the Morning Ireland studio. But look, he's got a little, what's this little thing going on
and
here?
It's a handkerchief in my
I know
words.
It's a handkerchief, but I mean, it's a pretty fancy looking thing sticking out of his pocket. It's all kind of red and white in a very fancy natty suit, I can
well,
tell
what
you.
What can I
That's
say?
That's not going to do much good in September 22, 3 and 4.
No. Oh, you should see my outfit. We filmed a promo with Niamh Bradley from VIP Productions the other day, Áine Lawler and myself, and I dressed up in Wellingtons and a cap, and I had great fun. So, no, we will be suitably attired when we head to the Ploughing Championships.
You know, a friend of mine is over from America at the moment, and he doesn't know an awful lot about GAA necessarily. He said, "Mother of Jesus, I was listening to the damn thing. Who was that guy? Like, he had a heart attack. The poor fella's gonna die." And that was for the first match the other week.
Will
you be dying over the weekend? Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a very busy weekend. Can I say, in terms of RT Radio, that the amount of coverage that's going to happen this weekend is phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, we have two European qualifiers.
The European qualifier tonight, Gibraltar tonight and Georgia Monday. Yeah.
Monday, yeah. We've Ireland, England, Twickenham on Saturday Sport. We've Dublin Mayo. We've Kilkenny, Galway, All-Ireland Hurling Final. We've the Marty squad. We've Raiden and Gaelta.
He's back into all the sports stuff. Marty Morrissey, thanks a million for dropping in. We got to get out of here. So what I want to say is thanks to all my guests over the past 5 weeks, to the 9 a.m. team as well, sound operator Mark Dwyer, broadcast coordinator Denise Davies, and the production team John Riley and Colin Flynn and Robin Kelligan and Jonathan Doyle and Pat O'Mahony and Anna Leddy. And most especially thanks to all of you for listening and for sharing your stories with us as well. And thanks a million for the text, the ones this morning with Bob Geldof are phenomenal. Ryan Tubery's going to be here with you from Monday next. I'll be back 2FM 10 to 12 every Saturday and Sunday. That means tomorrow. So from me until the next time, good luck.